And welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner talking now with Norwalk boys soccer coach Dustin Krolik. And the Warriors season comes to an end today in Des Moines in the Class 3A state semifinals. A 2-1 loss to Urbandale. Very hard-fought match. Just kind of give me your general overall thoughts on the day.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, it wasn't our best performance. Had a tough game. Got kind of, bowled out of what we want to do a little bit and just had a tough little stretch there in the second half where we gave up two goals. But the guys stuck in it and continued to fight and claw their way back and just ran out of time. We, maybe should have considered making a switch in our shape earlier because we started to see more opportunity after we did change late in that game. But a tough way to go out, but still really proud of the team.
Let's talk about the first half and into the second half initially here. It seemed like early on you did control possession more so than Urbandale, and then late in the first half they started to win that battle, and it kind of carried over into the second half. What did you see there during that time frame?
Yeah, I mean, for a while there we were getting in behind and earning corners and doing the things we need to do, and I think maybe we just got a bit impatient and we started going a little bit too direct. And that gets us into a back and forth type of game. And, they're a physical team and they wanted to sit back and counterattack. And once we got impatient and sped up, that kind of played into that a little bit. And, we got into the half and we talked about it and we thought that message was clear to the guys. But, I think we needed to do a better job as a coaching staff of getting them back to what we were doing to find success.
And you had 7 corner kicks in the first half. They didn't let you get anything out of that. I mean, if you knew you're going to have 7 corner kicks, would you feel like you're probably going to get one of those in? And how much of the credit goes to them?
Yeah, it wasn't our best execution of the corners all year. I don't know if it was, turf or if the ball was a little bit different than what we're used to. But some of it was us, some of it was them. But needed to be a little bit better with some of those chances to open things up for ourselves.
And then when they do score the 2 goals there in the second half, just really jarring the way it happened in a matter of 2 minutes. One off a steal, just kind of a fluke thing, stole it away from your center back and put it in. And then less than 2 minutes later, the corner kick, they go short, and then the guy takes the long shot, and it goes up off the bottom of the crossbar and over the line.
Yeah, just a couple of things that were not things that we would normally allow. We knew that the quick short corner was something they would try to do. We'd seen it on film and watched it this morning, but we got caught off guard a little there and definitely a little bit uncustomary and, the slip that allowed them to pick a ball and get a finish on it. But, credit to Urbandale, that's their style and the things they do. And, they sit back in that low block defensively and but all season they've found ways to win games against really good teams. So, it's credit to them for finding a way.
And you talked about it a little bit already. Your guys fought down the stretch, didn't quit down 2-0. You get a goal with 13:38 left on a nice, a cross by Ford. Fletcher, nice pass to Tavin for the goal. Did you feel like at that point, you still had plenty of time? Well, you did have plenty of time. Impressed with the way the guys responded when you started to push forward a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, the urgency was there, and we had to play a little bit quicker, which is what we wanted. We didn't, with that low block, they kind of lull you into playing slow because they sit back and they don't really press super high right away. And we wanted the guys to play a little bit quicker, and that urgency was kind of forced upon us. And once we started getting back to playing quick, we were able to get in behind and create chances. So we certainly thought there was a chance, but again, they've been really good defensively all year, so it's just a hard spot to dig out of that hole.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk boys soccer coach Dustin Krolik following the team's semifinal loss at state to Urbandale. Third year in a row now, you've made it to at least this point, the state semifinals. Each year, the team that beat you, I feel like, was just an outstanding opponent. You got to feel like the program is, really in good place again, on the rise, and a lot coming back next year as well.
Yeah, we've got a really good crew, and the freshman class this year, we had a couple of them that did get some varsity minutes and a few more that were around the varsity, so It'll take some growth from all of those young guys, but we certainly feel like there's a really good chance that we're going to be right back in that mix of teams next year. And, you know, certainly Tavin's 25 goals and Jonah's leadership in the back, Henry's leadership throughout the season, those things will be missed. And, what the rest of those seniors brought for us and some of their roles, and whether that was playing a little bit or leading the energy on the bench, we'll miss those guys. But when we get a chance to, look forward to next year, I think we'll be pretty excited with what we've got to work with.
Yeah, Tavin, Jonah, I mean, they've been around this program a long time now. They've been there in all, not necessarily playing, but they've been there for all of these state tournament runs. Just what's their lasting impact on the program?
Yeah, I mean, just, Tavin's always been a big energy, exciting, creative player and force for us. And he's really grown and matured throughout his 4 years and has become a really good leader and somebody that has, embraced some of the younger guys and playing a great role there. And Jonah's just been that guy that, from day one, he's been a starter at the back for us and has just been solid and consistent and just works and loved every minute of it. And, we love those guys and we're going to miss them a lot. And, it's always hard to see those guys move on, but we're excited for what's next for them. But every year we have good players leaving the team. And there's always that challenge, but we know we've got some good ones ready to step up as well.
Yeah, just reload every year, not rebuild, right?
That is the hope and the plan.
Any final thoughts on the season?
No, just really proud of the guys and what they did and the amount of work they put in and care for each other and the energy they brought every day. And, we're disappointed that we didn't quite get to that last day that we wanted to get to, but just so proud of these guys and everything they do.
That's been Norwalk Boys Soccer Coach Dustin Krawlick on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. Thanks for your time, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your coverage all season. We appreciate you.